You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
That's in the room.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We had a very good show today about teaching teens to care. And I think the bottom line is, as always, the bottom line with parents is model what you want your kids to be, how you want them to be, and they will follow to some degree. I also think modeling alone is not enough. You need to sometimes lead them by the hand. So as I suggested in the first segment, if you're going to donate your time at a soup kitchen or something, bring the kids along. Let them see that you not only give in the form of money, but you give in the form of your time. And I think that is a very important lesson to raising a good kid. And that issue of raising a good kid or a successful kid is one that my colleague of sorts, Dennis Prager, and my friend often raises. What is more important, raising a good or a happy kid? And a lot of parents will say they want to raise a happy kid. Well, a happy kid could be not a very good kid, whereas mostly if they're good, they're probably going to be happy. So I think I would opt to raise a good kid. And if you're going to teach them compassion for the world, the odds are you're going to raise a kid that has a bigger heart and will be successful in life as well. So that is kind of the upshot of today's show about teaching kids to care. If you'd like to read the column that inspired our subject, please go to brucesallen.com to the My Columns section, and you can read it. I also really love when my readers or listeners make comments, and that can include disagreement, because disagreement means I might have missed something, and therefore I can add it on air or in a future column or even in a comment reply. So please do feel free to comment. It is welcome. Some of my columns, like Kosher Dad versus Tiger Mom, have gotten a spirited number of comments. I personally thought that was one of my better columns. Especially because there's a nice surprise in that column about what a kosher dad might do that's every bit as imposing on a kid as what the tiger mom suggests she does. So you could go to bruceallen.com and look at that column and certainly join in the comment flow that has begun, or they call it a comment stream, like they call Twitter a Twitter stream. All this terminology is sometimes hard to keep up with. But you can learn about that on my other website, Boomer Tech Talk, where we have tips for boomers and others that are struggling with technology. And I'm happy to report that a recent article of ours called Social Media in Times of Crisis was the inspiration for today's topic, because it was amazing how social media was able in so many ways to make the world aware and to share images of what was going on in Japan. And to quote, I think it was Pastor Drew, who said this was the most covered big world event in history. And I believe it's only going to get to be more so as time continues. A reminder again for Father's Day, please consider pre-ordering my first book, which will be out in May. But you can pre-order now at a special discount at the store at bruceallen.com. The book is called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. And I think the dad is, in fact, not only half the equation, but sometimes the ignored half of the equation, which has been a bit of my mission with my writing and with this show. Next week's topic will be a new approach in which each guest of my three regular guests will, in fact, choose the topic they want. It will not be based on one of my columns. So it will be a best of or a variety show on the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, with Pastor Drew, Wayne Levine, and Jim Scheinberg each choosing their own topic. I will know ahead of time. I'm not looking for surprises, but you won't, so you'll have to tune in next week. I want to again thank all my help here at the radio station KZSB AM 1290, where I record this show, my support team, which includes number one and always the man that sits opposite at me, pointing his finger at me with numbers and times and other such indications, or occasionally the cut across the neck when I'm talking too much, is Richard Dugan. I thank you very much. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is our station manager and an incredibly valuable man to give me good counsel I want to thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.